a lot of anxiety there. Anxiety that's not necessary if you're lucky enough to have your child in a nursery like Willow Cottage near Oxford, one of England's best. It's privately run, like 80% of nurseries in the UK, which puts it out of the reach of parents on low incomes. But they set standards. They were runners-up in the recent Sword Association Awards and were described by Ofsted as outstanding. Our reporter Kathleen Griffin visited a few days ago and spoke first to owner Valerie Grady.
Ring-a-ring-a-roses, a pocket full of purses, a tissue, we all fall down.
We all believe that food is a vital part of a child's education and childcare, because it impacts the whole of a child's life and their future, how well they can concentrate in their lessons. So there's a lot of education that goes into the curriculum for them. In fact, this morning they're actually making a collage of foodstuffs that they found, cut out, and are very good for healthy and strong teeth.
How do you source your food? Is it mostly local, mostly organic?
We try to source local. We grow some of our own food now because we were struggling to source reliable organic and local food that could be delivered to the nursery so that it was here when we needed it, and also within a budget. So we had this idea, well, let's do it ourselves. So we do now run an allotment. We have orchards. We use apples, pears, plums, rhubarb that we grow ourselves.
And where are we going now? We're going into
the kitchen, where Marion, who is the children's cook, has prepared the lunch.
Just doing the broccoli and the carrots, and it's shepherd's pie, which is still in the oven at the moment.
Smells fantastic. Did you make it from fresh?
Oh yes, everything is from fresh. Then also this morning we've made pizzas for tea, homemade, made from dough from the start. 7:30 I start, and it's just all go.
Is it?
It definitely is, yeah. And then somebody will come in and help do the bread. I'll maybe help with the breadsticks.
So you make your own bread?
Yeah, sometimes I have raisin bread, sometimes with pineapple, chopped pineapple on the top.
And what have you had on the menu this week then?
A lentil bean bake on Monday. And Tuesday was a fish pie. I think it really does set them up for their life, really.
My name's Ruth Salway and I'm the head teacher of the nursery.
Why do you think good food is important in the nursery?
We recognise the impact that it has on their behaviour and their learning, and how the children need a good diet in order to be able to be active in play.
What sort of bad practice have you come across or have you heard of?
I've been told when I've been in the supermarkets, for instance, the assistants notice the amount of fresh fruit and vegetables and ask why we're buying such large quantities of these things. And we say we're a nursery, and they have commented that that's not the normal practice of local nurseries coming in, who will buy 50 packets of maize crispy type things and cans of drink or sweetened juices. And I have had first-hand knowledge of one or two menus where they're serving sausage rolls and crisps for tea for the children, which I was appalled at, but that's what they do.
Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the
broccoli.
What are you eating today?
Potato and broccoli and carrot. Shepherd's pie.
Well, we all have the same day.
Did you like the broccoli?
It tastes like little trees. Yeah, they do look like little trees.
They do, you're right, yeah. And tell me, what's your favourite meal?
I like chicken and rice.
What sort of things have you tasted that you hadn't had before?
Mango. Cheesy breadstick.
Ruth and Valerie, I put you both back in the office while the children are finishing off, very enthusiastically, I have to say, their dinner. What do you think could be done to make nursery food better across the country?
I think it's important the proprietors of the nursery schools actually produce good, wholesome menus for the children as standard.
You can't deliver good child care, particularly at this age, if food is not a part of it.